Today is Wednesday, March 6th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in must-know news. Super Tuesday's presidential primary spanning 16 states ended with important wins for Republican Donald Trump in Virginia and North Carolina. Democrat Joe Biden scored easy victories in states like Iowa, Virginia, and Vermont, and though there were no official party nominations, all results point to a Biden-Trump rematch for the 2024 presidential race. Senator Bob Menendez was charged with bribery and obstruction of justice in a new indictment yesterday, bringing the total federal charges against him to 18. The New Jersey Democrat allegedly used political sway to alter trial proceedings of businessman Jose Uribe. Menendez also reportedly accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars from foreign businesses and government officials after aiding them with various legal issues. And the Dartmouth men's basketball team voted 13-2 to form the first labor union for college athletes. This move could classify the students as employees, requiring the university to pay them. Dartmouth has since filed an appeal, calling the unionization quote unprecedented and inaccurate. If left unresolved, the dispute could go before the Supreme Court. In other notable news, a supply storage building for the vaping industry caught fire on Monday in Detroit, causing multiple explosions. The blast killed one person and injured a firefighter. Multiple former Twitter executives filed a $128 million lawsuit against ex-CEO Elon Musk and the corporation on claims of unpaid severance. Musk recently made a comment to his biographer that he would hunt the Twitter executives, quote, until the day they die. Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema announced yesterday that she will not be running for re-election. Sinema served one term as an independent senator, famously changing the state from red to blue in 2018. And following a cyber attack 2 weeks ago, Change Healthcare, the country's largest healthcare payment system, was forced to shut down multiple services that providers use to receive insurance approvals and payments. A word from our sponsor. If I say Just Bagels, are you picturing a delicious New York bagel? Maybe one of Just Bagels' 34 plus flavors? What if I just say bagels? Bagels, bagels, bagels. Get them at justbagels.com with code NEWS for 10% off your order today. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.